In the last line of the gospel today, our Lord tells us that by patience we will win our souls. And we listen to the things that we heard in the readings today, and we recognize the necessity of the patience. Not simply a matter of the fact that we might be turned over by people who tell us that we love and who love us, but also just the fact that the Lord talks about all of the earthquakes and the pestilences and the famines and the wars and all the different things that are going to happen. They've been happening right along, but they aren't happening in our time. They're happening in our time, but not in our time frame, put it that way. Things don't happen the way that we think that they ought to. And that requires a lot of patience for us to be able to deal with. But we hear in the first reading a point that is of critical importance. And that is that God led the people by a path unknown. It's exactly what he's going to do with you and me. We'd like to be able to lay out the path. We like to think this is how it's going to work. It's not. You know the old saying, if you want to know if God has a sense of humor, just make a plan, because it isn't going to work the way you think it's going to. But that's not the important point. The important point is learning to follow where God leads. That's what the people of Israel had to do, what we're being talked about in the first reading. They came out of Egypt, out into the desert. They had no idea where they were going. But God led them by the day and by night. They had to follow and they had to trust. And that's exactly what you and I have to do as well, except that he doesn't usually lead us by a cloud during the day and by a fire during the night. So we have to pray. We have to wait, because God doesn't answer in our timeline either. There's oftentimes a lot of silence, and we're seeking his will, and we want to do his will, but we can't figure it out. We don't understand. We don't see what he's trying to do. He's just saying, be patient. I'll take care of it. Trust me. But of course, we don't. Then we try to control it, and we get all worried, and we get upset, and we try to do what we can, and we get in the way, and we mess the whole thing up. And then, just like the Israelites would say, fine, go 40 years in the desert if that's what you want to do. Now let's try it again. And we try it again, and of course, we do the same stupid thing. We mess it all up again. So we have to do it over and over again until we finally get the point. But it's by patience, by silence. That's what the prophet Isaiah tells us. By silence you will save your soul. And that's what we have to be about, the patience and the silence that we need to have. And how often we forget that. How often we completely miss the point. But God has an infinite imagination and an infinite sense of humor. And so therefore, he's going to keep coming up with ways to help us to learn to be patient, to come up with ways to help us to learn just to accept, to trust, to learn to follow him. That does not come naturally to us, sadly. It doesn't come easily to us. But this is what the spiritual life is all about. Learning to let go of our own ways, learning to let go of our own ideas and our own decisions, and learning to do it God's way, because his way is perfect. We've demonstrated all too often that ours is anything but. So that's what we have to keep working toward. Then it doesn't matter what happens. When we know that we're on the path that God has set us on, then we can be at peace. Just like our Lord told us, some of the people are going to be turned over. And he said, don't even worry about beforehand how you're going to defend yourself. I'll give you the words. He's going to lead us on a way that we wouldn't expect. Of course, we don't expect to be turned over, first of all. But if we are, he's going to handle it in a way that we wouldn't anticipate. We simply need to trust. We simply need to learn to do it God's way. And it sounds so simple, and on one hand it is. Problem is, we're not. God is perfectly simple, we're totally complex. And so we complicate the matter constantly. And that's why it takes so long for us to learn. But that's what we have to keep working toward, learning how to let go, learning how to trust, learning how just to follow where the Lord is going to lead. And one thing you can be absolutely assured of is it will be by a path that we do not know, that we do not understand, that we can't control, because that's what's perfect. Because then it's God who's in control, and we simply need to learn to follow. It really is that simple, but we make it very difficult. So he keeps giving us more opportunities. Thankfully, he's very patient. And so if we can learn to be patient, we will save our souls, Jesus says. In the meantime, keep trying. Pray for the grace to let go. Pray for the grace of detachment. Pray for the grace to trust. Pray for the grace to know the will of God and to follow wherever it is that he is going to lead.